Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 22 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. I'm Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and this episode is for everyone who wakes up in the middle of the night with a cold sweat, heart palpitations, thinking, Jesus, is that my mother with the wooden spoon?
Yes, in this episode we will be chatting all things Irish mammies and also guilty pleasures.
Yeah, so two sides of the sword here. We've got things that scare the life out of us and things that we love doing secretly.
Yeah, things that bring us our happy place in life.
Yeah, so it should be a nice, exciting one. I think it's probably not a universal thing, a lot of these. I think there's some very much big Irish mammy-isms in here.
Yeah.
But there's definitely stuff, I think, that no matter where you are in the world, you've had the fear of God put into you by your mother. So
definitely. And so still do to today.
To today. So we're going to crack on straight in with it, I think. Let's chat about Irish mammies.
Okay. Well, first off, let's talk about our own mammies and our own experiences with our own Irish mammies. Have you got anything that your mom would always do or always say to you?
Well, my mother's initials are G-O-D, so it's really important to that. This woman is a saint. She is God.
Okay. Shout out to her.
Can't falter, to be fair. Like, how she put up with me in that house growing up.
How she still puts up with you today. Like, is beyond me.
I think the best, they had like good respite when I buggered off to the UK for 5 years. They're like, oh, we can relax now. I think it extended their life expectancy by at least a decade. Do you know?
I think we've all been there with like certain situations where our mammies, when we were smaller or as we get older. I actually always find with like boys, like no matter what age you are, you're always a mammy's boy.
Oh, 100%.
Like no offense now.
Irish
no offense or anything, but I just know from being
boys.
the only girl in my family, I was the youngest and I was the only girl. So I feel like the boys were treated a lot differently
to
the girls.
Oh, hold on now a second. It's mammy's boy. Daddy's girl. That's kind of how it works, right? That's don't be pushing this down on us, saying that there's favoritism all over the place and it's all in favor of the lads. We all know there's daddy's little girl as well.
That's true, but in some cases it's not. Ding ding ding! The penny has dropped.
Sorry about that, Chelsea.
It's fine.
If it makes you feel any bit better, I am known in my family as the bronze child.
What's the bronze child? What does that mean?
So I've got two sisters. I've got an older sister and a younger sister. Linda, my older sister, has given my parents their first grandchild. And not alone that, but she's just dad's favourite. So we call her the golden child. She can't do anything wrong her. I was the middle child, so I kind of got forgotten about for a while. It's a good thing I was the only boy, because like that's the only way that mam remembers me. And then my younger sister is just the baby of the family. So she's just spoiled rotten. So she got second place. She's just silver child. And I am the bronze child. Do you know?
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
I think you know, when it comes to families, I think all kids in Ireland know where they are in the ranking.
Yeah, to be fair, that is actually very true. I would always find my brother Sean, and he's not the oldest. So you've got Aaron, who's the oldest, then Sean, then Scott, and me. I always find Sean's the favourite.
Aww.
Yeah, Sean's definitely the favourite. And
to be fair.
He's lying if he says he's not, like.
To be fair, though. Sean. Don't want to be lad. Sean, if you're listening, you get my vote.
Yeah, he is listening. And he's probably nodding his head in agreement with that one.
I better get a text message after this going, hop tight, boy. Fair play. I knew I always liked you. Let's talk about the kind of things that mammies tend to get up to.
Yeah, they get up. They get up to all sorts.
So, like, the standard mammy behavior. Now, I know this first one I have here exists in many cultures, but with different weapons.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Okay. So, the Irish mammy's weapon of choice is, without a doubt, the wooden spoon.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
I know when it comes to Latin American families, and particularly, like, Mexican families, their preferred weapon of choice is a flip-flop.
A flip-flop?
Yeah. Oh, they can take... See, you can catch a flip-flop and you can absolutely just letter it at someone.
The back of someone's head.
It's like a boomerang. You just whip it from across the room, smack them in the head. Apparently, it's one of those things that, like, it's notorious. Mexican mammies are notorious for throwing flip-flops.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. And they would, or sandals, one of the two of them, they would just absolutely butcher you from, like, a quarter mile away.
To be fair, though, I would rather get hit the back of the head with, like, a flip-flop or a sandal than get smacked with the wooden spoon.
Oh, my God.
Like,
the fear of being chased around the house with a wooden spoon. Get back here, you insufferable child.
Like, once that threat was thrown at you as a child, that the wooden spoon was going to come out, you literally, like, changed within an instant.
And the thing is, right, this sounds really weird because I distinctly remember wooden spoons growing up. I can never remember an incident where Mam actually hit me with one.
Oh, really?
Which is
weird.
So it's
just a threat.
So either I've buried those memories or it's just one of those things that it's like the Mandela effect where you think it happened, but you're not sure.
But that's not allowed anymore, isn't it?
No, you can't. No.
You're not allowed to do that. Like, I'm not saying, like, but
whether
times,
that's good or bad. Whether
times
have changed.
So different, like, back then. Times were completely different. Like, it was nearly normal to get hit with the wooden spoon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then again, if you go back even further, kids in school were getting hit with rulers.
Yeah, that's not so long ago, like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go back through time, like, they're, like, it wasn't just a wooden spoon at that at all. It was the ruler. I know my aunts and my mom, like, would have been hit with the ruler in school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same, my parents.
So, I mean, Irish mammy's didn't start.
The other thing that that reminds me of mam and Irish mammies in general is, like, when it comes to the washing, I'm not only thinking of that now because of, like, the fact that it's, like, sunny outside, but it was also a little bit rainy, is that if they had a wash out in the line, if it started, like, raining, they'd be out.
Complete panic.
Oh, my God. It'd be like Usain Bolt on the 100-meter sprint.
Yeah.
They would just be gone to get that wash.
I've often been with my aunt, like, and we could be out and about doing something, and she, like, if it'd be a lovely, glorious day, and then it'd just have, like, a rain shower, and straight away she'd be like, oh, I have to fucking wash it now. And straight away, that's because you're like, oh, once you think you have it all dry, and then it starts raining, you're like, oh, the drying process starts all over again. So I can't imagine. And I'm very much like a mammy. If that was me, I would be frightened. I'd be like, feck it anyway. Like, I would put out the wash and I have to fucking let it dry again.
Do you know what? It's a funny one. When I think of, like, mammies in the morning, I always think, like, the mammies have a cup of tea, look out the window, go, there'd be fierce drying done today.
100%.
There has to
definitely be. 1,000%. I even get excited when I see that's dry outside because I'm like, oh, I can get all my washing done today and stick it outside. Although, hate it during the summer, you know, when they're spreading, like, silage, right?
They're not spreading silage.
Or not silage, slurry. You know, when they're spreading slurry. And I am, I shit you not, no pun intended. But when they're spreading slurry, and if you hang out washing, now, Irish people, let me know if I'm wrong, but I've often hung out washing on the line, and you know, we can smell it in the air. Now, it might be miles and miles away, but you can smell it in the air. And I find that if I hung out washing on that day, it would actually smell like that, Hank, bringing it in. Because the smell would be, like, going through the air. You're looking at me like I'm about 10 heads.
Yeah,
like,
I'm with you. But I'm like, you know, let's talk about the real negative side effect that you're talking about. That. It's not just about the fact that your clothes smell of slurry. It's that when you wear those clothes on a night out, all you do is attract farmers.
Nah, it never worked, unfortunately.
Yeah, she's never missing worked. Out on land now as a result.
Yeah, no land, no road frontage or anything.
Yeah. Anyway, mammies, they love a bit of drying, don't they?
Yeah, they do. 100%. The next one we have is, and again, every mammy is like this. Every mammy has got like this cupboard full of treats and everything, and they are lovers of feeding the visitors.
Oh my God.
Every mammy has like a cupboard of like visitor biscuits, cakes. Don't touch them now, they're for the visitors.
I know, that's what.
And they could sit
the
there for
thing.
Like a month.
Month? We genuinely had tins of biscuits that were there for about a year. USA box of biscuits that you were like, don't touch them, they're for the visitors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, when are you expecting them? Like July of 2024? Like, these biscuits are never used.
And they were always the good ones. They were always the good really biscuits. Nice ones. They were always the
I got in so much trouble growing up because what I would do is I would nibble on the biscuits. I'd open the tin. I'd like undo the sellotape that was carefully
around the side of it.
And I would take out a couple of biscuits. And then like over time, the box would just dwindle down. There'd be hardly anything left. And then we would eventually have visitors and there'd be nothing there.
But it's not even biscuits. It's not even cakes. I even find that they're notorious, like Irish mammies love to just feed visitors. So they could end up going off and cooking a whole dinner.
The whole point of that is that they don't want people leaving going
hungry.
We went to the O'Donovan household there. The fuckers, they starved us.
Yeah.
Do you know, they don't want that reputation around town of being the people who'll have guests and not feed them.
That's true. That's true. It's all about getting yourself a good name, lads.
keeping up
appearances. Yeah, keeping up with appearances.
What about mammies and the Sunday roast?
Oh God, yeah.
I think is more of a religious experience for me than the holy water. Just God bless it when mammy.
You can't
like,
beat a Sunday roast.
Mammy sends out the WhatsApp group message, everyone be out here now at 1:30 on Sunday. And you're going, oh yes. She's doing a roast. Oh Jesus. I swear to God, if the mass had Sunday roast, I'd be there every time.
Of course you would.
I know. I think with my stomach. I do. I love a Sunday
roast. Instead of your faith.
Yeah. It's an experience. Like, I just love a good Sunday roast.
Yeah, no, to be fair, you can't beat them. Like, they are good. And they're guaranteed. That's what I always find as well. You could have dinners during the week, right? And you'd be fine. You could be hungry a couple of hours later. You have a Sunday roast, you are full as a brim.
Have to have a nap afterwards.
I was just about to say that. You're full as a brim. And when you get home, you're like, oh, I need a nap now.
Yeah.
It's like having a Christmas dinner.
And inevitably, you go into the house at the time and you're like, ma'am, can I help you with anything? She's like, no. And then secretly, like, you're all away doing whatever. And she's like, no one helped me in this household ever.
I don't think your mom's like that, though.
No, I think my mom would take the help if she got it.
Yeah, she would.
To be fair to her. She'd be like, you go look at the 7 different types of potatoes that I've got cooking.
I never seen anyone like it. I met Tig and his family, I didn't realise you could have so many different types of potatoes.
Are we going to get passionate about this now?
Oh, go on.
Right, so you can have your roast potatoes.
Right.
Which are savage. Roast potatoes, mashed potatoes, chips, garlic potatoes. Okay, that's the potato gratin for the French, the fancy people. We just call them garlic spuds. You can have sweet chili potatoes.
Yeah, now they're like
the
baby potatoes.
They're savage.
Yeah,
as well.
They're nice. They're nice, like
they're
on a
really
hot day as well with salad.
So much sauce.
Yeah,
in
they're
it,
good.
And you just kind of whip them up. If you're thirsty, you can have vodka. That comes from potatoes. Or if you're into some of the illegal stuff, you bit of poutine.
Oh yeah,
made from spuds there as well, as far as I'm aware. I don't know, I've never made it myself. Just an FYI, allegedly.
Podcast disclaimer.
Podcast disclaimer. Don't go making illegal drink. Yeah, there's so much, so many.
Yeah, see, I didn't realize there was that many types of potatoes. I was just very much.
Oh, and then I forgot your standard.
Maybe
your standard
a big
spud
potato
as well. Your
what?
Standard spud.
Oh yeah, yeah. My grandmother used to always, when we'd have Sunday dinner at my grandparents' house, because my granddad grew his own potatoes, and there's no potato like it. Fresh potatoes from the ground. And my granny would like cook them and stuff like that, and like you would peel them at the table.
Yeah.
Like they're proper fresh spuds. Like
decent spuds.
Oh, lads, I can taste them now. Mwah. Chef's kiss.
Steamed spuds. And the skin is just curling off.
Yeah, the skin is just like loosely coming off it, like, and you're just, oh. I would give anything to have a spud like that right now.
My life, it's potato.
Another one we have is being a busybody.
Right. No. I'm not giving out to my mom because I think it's a great service that she does. She informs the entire family when she's on there. Mam loves to go on RIP.ie.
See who died.
I swear to God. And I think every Irish person like has a member of the family who does this. And it's mostly mammies. There are fellas out there as well, but it is mostly the mammies.
Yeah.
We'll go on to RIP.ie, find out locally who died. And then whoever it is, text message into the group. You're not going to believe who's dead. Mara Sheehan down the road. Yeah. Gone.
So she's an informant.
Huh?
She's an informant.
What, like like a police informant?
She's an informant. You,
you call my mother a rat? Hey, she, do you hear who got whacked? Mara Sheehan, she's sleeping with the fishes.
She gives the information that people don't know about. That's what I meant. I don't mean like that. I mean as in like...
Informant. Your mama's telling you now. That's what's happening right there. Jesus.
No, you picked me up wrong.
I would like it to be stated for the record, okay? All of you out there. My mother is not an informant. All right? Although, do you know
that's
what?
That's not what I meant.
Do you know what though? I would love to see a detective series set in Ireland where it's just mammies going around solving crimes.
And do you know what? They'd find out
the
more.
Gossip.
That's
that
what I meant. They would find out more.
They love it.
That's my whole point.
It actually isn't a million miles off of the plot of Holding, that new TV show that's out on Virgin Media More.
Oh, really?
Which I happen to be an extra.
Oh,
in.
What a plug.
Little plug there. Just watch the first episode. I'm in like 10 minutes in. That's all you have to do. After that, I don't care. It's a good show, though.
That
it's
was
four
a very
episodes.
Smooth plug right there. Yeah. Well
great.
Done, my friend.
Do you
well
want
done.
What's annoying about it, though, is I go, like, I signed up to be an extra for it, right? And then, like, of all the things they had me that they could have done all throughout the summer, they get me to play a teacher. I've
you
been typecast already.
Yeah.
Typecast as a teacher, no matter what I do.
Yeah. You have anyway. That look about you.
Yeah. But you know what's good crack?
Good.
Back to the mammies.
The next one we have is she's a worrier. No matter what age you are, she will always worry about
I'd
you.
I'd say my poor mother hardly got any sleep when I was a teenager.
I reckon that. I believe
because
that.
Because well, not alone would I have been out and about anyway. I'd like my full license by the time I was 17 and a half. Got bangs. 6 months in. Gone. Done. Got the full license. And I was out. Like, I was taxiing my friends everywhere. I had no problem because I wasn't drinking. So it was fine. My mom kind of trusted me. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like the caretaker of the group is what I was. I'd look after the lads when they were hammered.
Yeah.
Right. And every group should have a caretaker. But I would be out and I'd be gone till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. No bother. And on top of that...
But you wouldn't be causing trouble, though.
No. On top of that, the weekends that I wasn't out, like, at parties or whatever, I was working in nightclubs. So, like, I worked in a nightclub till I was about 20, 21.
Yeah.
So I had 4 years under my belt of being in a nightclub. And again, mam would be like, text when you get home. And if I didn't text her at 3 o'clock in the morning, she would text me being like, where are you? Are you home? Like, it was one of those ones mam always got on to me.
Yeah.
And she would stay awake until then.
I think it's just a natural... it's not even just an Irish mammy thing, but it's just a mammy thing in general. No matter what age you are, how old you get, mammies will always worry about you.
Yeah. Like, oh, 100%. The other big thing that they love, and this is definitely more of a, I think it's Ireland and UK rather than America or anywhere else. Every situation calls for a cup of tea.
Oh, tea fixes everything.
Whether it's a bad situation, good situation, or you're just bored.
That reminds me of an episode of Big Bang Theory. And Sheldon Cooper always says a hot beverage fixes everything. If you're sad, get a hot beverage. It does
though.
Oh, jinx. But it does. Because if you go in and you're like, oh, would you like a cup of tea? Yeah. And then because that's how conversation starts, you know, you start to like...
Sit down with a cup of, well, how's things?
Yeah. You have a chat like...
It's...
I think it's an obligatory? I can't even say that word.
Obligatory?
Thank you. Thing to do. That's the word. I can't say.
You've got to do it.
I couldn't say the word.
All right. We're going to put this out there as well, though, for all the listeners. Right. Best brand of tea.
Oh, Barry's.
Barry's. Yeah. I'm a Barry's man. Yeah. You're a Barry's woman.
I'm Barry's. Right. 100%.
The question is.
Anybody that says Lines should be shot.
Yeah. What is your favourite brand
Tetley.
Of tea?
My ma drinks Tetley.
Who the shag drinks Tetley like?
Tetley. Of all things, like. I'm like, no. That shouldn't even be on the shelf.
Not good.
It's like. Just not nice. I don't know. I think Tetley is an English tea, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think Tetley is an English tea.
I drink Yorkshire tea over Tetley's any day.
Yorkshire tea isn't bad.
But Tetley's.
Stop it. Get some help.
And the last one, the last trait that we have here for Irish mammies, and everybody will agree with me when I say this one. She has the ultimate one-liners.
You don't mess with your mammy.
Oh my God. So like many of the them. List is endless of the one-liners that mammy comes out with.
It's funny that you say the list is endless because we happen to have a small list.
We do. We do.
Right, but off the top of the head, right, I'm going to crack off some that I can remember. And you tell
as
me.
As what you can remember from your mam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's... I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't make me come up there.
Oh my God. Yes, I got that. Don't make me come up there.
I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah.
I'm making my mom sound very violent. She's actually a lovely lady. I think I was just a pain
in
the arse.
She is the best. I don't mind what he's saying.
What else is there? What ones can you think of?
I used to get the whole, you better be asleep by the time I come up to her, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was the most bizarre saying to say. Like, you telling me to be asleep by the time you walk up them stairs, I'm not going to fall asleep in 2.2 seconds. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never got that saying.
You got to do the pretend sleep.
Yeah, but sure, it never worked. And the reason when she would say it, I'd be hyperventilating upstairs. Like, I'd be crying. I actually remember a very, like, specific time. I think I was, like, asking if I can go back downstairs. So obviously, like, every child had, like, a bedtime. And I was like, freaking summertime, lads. Trying to get a child to sleep at summertime when the sun is beating outside the window, like, is impossible. And I remember I was upstairs and it was still dead bright outside. And I was like, I want to go downstairs. All my friends, were outside playing and everything. Like, I went out the window. Do you know what I mean? So I was crying and crying, hyperventilating, crocodile tears, as people call them. And she was like, you better be asleep. You better be asleep by the time I get upstairs. You're in trouble. I was like, oh, yeah, because that's going to make me fall asleep. Like,
I used to be a divil when I was a kid that, like, when I'd be sent to bed and then they'd be coming to check on me, I'd be, like, playing the Nintendo, Pokemon Gold or something like that. And as I could hear the footstep, I'm like, oh, shit, panicking, like, trying to turn the volume down, hide it under the pillow, act like I'm asleep. And then when they go, bang, pull it back out again. You know, the divilment. Another one I think that I got quite a bit would be, it's probably why I eat all my food no matter where I am, is that if you're at a dinner table and you're having food with your family, it's that eat that up now quickly, there's starving kids in Africa.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be going, name one of them. Name me one starving kid.
Or if you didn't eat your dinner, you wouldn't get any sweets.
Oh, well, sweets, be gifted.
But I was just going to say, 9 times out of 10, you still get the sweets.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The food did not last very long on our kitchen table, like. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It was
especially
gone.
If it was a Sunday roast, lads, didn't last 2 seconds.
Love it.
Yeah. Right, well, we're going to go through them anyway, and let us know if your mammy did the same thing or said the same thing. Right, the first one we have, and lads, my own mother has done this. To my brother more so than anything else, and used to drive him insane. The first one is, a letter came in the post for you. Will I open it? And she's already had opened. It open.
Already opened. You
my
know,
ma,
as soon as that letter comes in the post, as soon as you have that phone call, that was opened.
That was opened already. Yeah, God, she knows what's in that letter.
God help you if you ever had a package that you were like, I don't want anyone else to open this. That's what I'd say. I genuinely would send stuff to work.
Would you?
Oh God, yeah. I'd send it to work quicker than I'd send it home.
Now, Jar. See that?
You can't come to where I work, man.
They're all coming out now. All lies
only
are coming
the,
out now.
Only the important stuff that I'm like, I don't want her open. If it was like a gift for her or something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, I'll send that somewhere else.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I'd be fearful if it was sent home, she'd open that and be like, something came in the post for you today. Don't mind that the package is broken. The box came that way. I think it must have been dropped on delivery. Oh, sure it did, ma'am.
Of course it did. I have one here. Right, I have one, but I don't have it on the list. And it's just popped into my head, right? And it's so true because I know my Aunt Jar says this all the time. Mammies find out everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jarling always goes, she goes, Jarling like finds out
agents.
Everything. That's
they're
all you like hear my Auntie Jar say. Yeah, I don't know how they do it. But I've had experiences from it. Like, I would say, go to my aunt and say something. I'm like, Chelsea, I knew that already. You're like, and then mammies find out everything.
Do you ever
I'm
have
like,
that
how?
One?
Like,
do you ever have that follow up one then? A little birdie told me.
Yes. You're like, how are you finding out all this information? Like,
mother.
Telling
of
you, informatives.
God.
Telling you.
Here's one that I got quite a bit. So it's more when you try and give cheek back, or when they tell you to do something and it's a little bit illogical and you're fighting them back with logic and they go, why? Because I said so.
Ah, yes.
And you're like, you're not using, and they're like, shut up. Like, I don't care about logic. I told you to do it. Go do it.
Yeah.
And you're like,
don't
okay.
do as I say as I do, or something that's like it, that. Like, there's some sort of saying like that, isn't there?
That's it. Oh my God. There's so many of them.
There's actually way too many of her. Don't make me count to three.
Oh, if she gets
and
to
then
count
it's
going.
Like one. Do you know
as
what?
Soon as she said one, you bowled.
Yeah,
her
but I actually see it now. Nowadays, I've often heard mam say that in like a shopping, like a Aldi's or something. I'm like, don't. I could actually hear them going, don't make me count to three. And they'd be going, one, two, three. And the child's just looking at them.
Oh, the sass.
Like, there's no fear in kids anymore.
No, they're not afraid.
That baffles me. There is zero fear in kids anymore. Whereas that, if that was my mom and she said, don't make me count to three, you were gone before she even said one.
Yeah.
Like, whereas I'm like, it just shows how much times have changed.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There, times have changed so dramatically that when we were younger, stuff like that, you would have put the fear of God into you. Whereas nowadays, it doesn't really like.
Listen, honest to God, I could talk about children and the way they're growing up and parenting all day long. But that's for another time and no one wants to listen to me say it and talk about it now. So I think we should move on to something else.
Go on.
I think we should move on to guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasures.
If there's any phrases that we've missed about Irish mammies.
And do you know what? I guarantee you we've missed so many phrases there. Like there is an endless list of like phrases that mammies say. But we want to know what your mammy does and what your mammy says to you.
Or even if you're in a different country and your mammies do something else
very
unique,
it's
we want to know.
It's different that they do. Because I didn't even know about that flip-flop situation there at the start. Yep. So if there's anything that like is different to Irish mammies, let us know. We want to
hear
about
them.
Yeah. This episode is sponsored by D-Armor Sportswear.
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
That as a Munster man, I have to concede that some of the best sports kit in Ireland is being made in Leinster. Okay.
Suck on them apples.
This is a D-Armor kit. Has been growing ridiculously. It's like taking over all of Ireland. Clubs, teams, everywhere looking for D-Armor kit. It's just amazing. It's savage quality.
Oh, it's unreal quality. Like, and before I even knew anything about D-Armor, I never knew anything about jerseys. I never wore them. Had no interest in them. I don't even know anything about sport. Like,
it's very true. She knows nothing.
I know nothing about sport. But when I met Liam and the quality of jerseys that he sent me, I'm obsessed. Like, jerseys is the new fashion.
It's just
and
lovely.
It's not even jerseys, lads. Half sips, jackets, tracksuit bottoms, shorts, the lot. He has got everything.
The D-Armor is not here to take part. They are here to
take over.
So
nice.
If you want to check out D-Armor kit, you've got to go check them out on Instagram or TikTok or their website, d17armor.com. Go look at them because I guarantee you, you will be thinking, can I make my club crest look good in that?
Like, do you know what we should get?
What?
T's and C's jerseys.
Oh my God.
T's and C's jerseys.
Stop it. Oh God. We don't even have a team that we can play with.
We don't even have a team. We're our own team.
What sport could we take? This is for another time. Back to the episode.
Let's go.
Right. Guilty pleasures. Yep. Things that we love secretly, whether it's small or big or whatever it is, that make you feel a little bit good, but a little bit guilty for doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
And we were looking at this yesterday and we were calling out some of our own. And going through
we were
list.
Sitting down doing research for this, right? And it's like we were reading out the ones and two of us were like, yeah, I do that.
I was like, we'll highlight the ones. The entire thing was thus. We're like, yeah, we do quite a lot of these.
Simon was just like highlighting. He highlighted about six and he goes, I'm not in here. He goes, we'll just leave it. I'm like, yeah, just leave it.
Yeah,
we don't even need to highlight
it.
We do all of these. Like,
there's so
I'll
many
kick
many.
It off, right, with the first one is having an extra scoop of ice cream or a slice of cake.
I'm brutal. I could eat multiple desserts. I love ice cream.
I
just love a good dessert. And like, yeah, you know you shouldn't, but you're like, ah, who's watching?
What do you do? Like, look over your shoulder and go, no one's looking.
If it's at a party, you know, those calories don't count.
Do you know what? I agree with that one. I'm like, I think it should be like a thing where you go to a family party or a get together or something like that and there's loads of food. It's like, do you know what? You're rude if you don't eat that. That's what I'm like. I'm like, do you know what? It's kind of rude if I don't eat this. So calories don't count right now.
Yeah.
So I agree with that
one. And then you eat it and you turn to whoever made it goes, Mrs. Lonely, I love it.
Yeah.
You have to.
And then you get like sent home with like a whole load of feckin' food.
Yeah.
I'm a devil for coming home with food.
The next one, I haven't done too often, but I feel so guilty when I do it.
Oh God.
Okay. When you've had a big weekend.
Yeah.
And you know you should
cook. As in like on the sesh?
Just in general.
All right.
Really, really busy.
Oh, okay.
Like you're just kind of, you've got so many different things on.
Yeah.
And you know you should cook dinner and you probably have stuff ready to go to cook dinner.
If you just can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you end up going, oh, fuck it, we'll get a takeaway.
Yeah. And you, we've done that.
And not alone is it, like, one night.
It's two nights. No, we don't get takeaway. We could be, me, especially me and Tig, like, me and Tig could be, like, flat out over the weekend. Because we, like,
could
because
be anywhere, we wouldn't
see
fair.
Each other. Yeah, because we wouldn't see each other during the week. Come the weekend, we'll have loads of things planned to do. So we're, like, most of the time, we're not even home to cook. We would have stuff in the house to cook, but we just wouldn't cook because we could be gone all day. We'd eat out when we're out. And then we come home and go, ah, will we get pizza?
I actually can't wait to eat after this podcast. I'm starving. We need to hurry up so we can actually get to the kitchen and
right,
eat.
The next one is ordering enough takeaway though to feed a family.
Yeah, that is again me. That is 100% me.
I wouldn't over order though, to be fair.
Well, we don't have the issue anymore because when we order for the two of us, you don't tend to eat a whole portion.
Nope.
So I end up getting an extra half portion
because
she can't finish anything.
I can't finish any meal. I'm so
surprised
bad.
She's able to finish sentences half the time.
I know. The Jeez. Next one, this is me. This is me to the backbone, and you're going to agree straight away.
Yep. The next two, you
know,
are you.
You know exactly what I'm going to say. Falling asleep in front of the television or at the cinema.
Yeah.
At the cinema, never, but I always fall asleep in front of the television.
She's brutal. Last night we watched a 3-part series about, Don't Fuck With Cats. We watched Netflix, right, and there was this, a documentary called Don't Fuck With Cats about this internet killer.
And I was like, all for it. I was like, yeah, let's watch this, you know.
An episode in, gone. And I was like, this is 3 hours
long. Yesterday was a long day because we were doing like so much research and, you know, we were podcasting and then we were podcasting the night before. I was zonked.
I was just
And you had a sleep in yesterday morning. I didn't.
I found it hilarious as well that like during the second episode, you were still trying to act like you were awake while also asleep. She's absolutely conked out, right? Laying on top of me on the sofa. And like I'm obviously responding to whatever's on the TV because I've stopped caring about the fact that she's not like awake anymore for this. I'm like blown away by some of the stuff that's happening, and I'm just like, oh my god, that's so weird. Like, whoa, that's random. And she just goes, yeah, he's a serial killer. Like, waking up, just the hand every so often coming up to like, and you're just like, you're asleep. Like, what are you doing?
I didn't even know.
Absolutely out of it.
I'm actually a disaster. Like, I really, really am.
And do you know what you're also a disaster for? Watching all of the Disney movies all the time.
I love Disney.
She loves it.
Disney movies. I love, love, love. I don't think
I've watched a Disney movie in years now at this stage.
But you have watched Disney movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You just probably haven't seen a lot of them, have you?
Just not as an adult. So this is definitely your guilty pleasure.
Oh, it's a massive, especially like on days where you're like not feeling well and you're having like a couch potato kind of day. It's nice to just curl up on the couch with a hot cup of tea in your PJs and watching Disney movies. Like, it's just, I love it. Another one is snooping through other people's pictures on Facebook.
Oh my God.
I do that all the time.
I go down a little rabbit hole every so often where like, particularly I do it more with Instagram now.
Yeah.
I go onto someone's Instagram story and they'll have tagged someone else. I'm like, oh, who's that person? Click into it. I'm like, oh. Didn't realize that they knew each other or whatever. And then we might look in their pictures and go, oh, who's that person? Bang. Suddenly you're like 10 profiles deep.
Yeah. And looking at
someone's pictures when they were out in Dubai 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, random.
You're just learning about strangers all the time.
And then you have to swipe back to go, oh, where was I? Where was I before?
Where was the first time? I do that all the time as well.
Or a TikTok rabbit hole where you go into someone's
profile. Oh, don't even get me started.
Oh, Lord, help us.
Don't even get me started on TikTok holes because we'll be here all day.
Yeah, but like Facebook stalking, great crack every so often.
And I like going back and through other like people's old photos, like really, really old. Like even I do it to myself. I go back through my old photos on Facebook.
Geez, some
and I'm
of the
like,
photos
I've
like, delete.
I don't know how. I don't know why I haven't deleted half of mine yet.
Do you ever get caught and accidentally like someone's really old photo and you're like, oh, no.
I don't think I've actually ever done that now.
You've got no way with that one. So.
That I remember anyway. I don't think so.
There's nothing worse than like liking someone's photo from 174 weeks ago. Oh, Jesus.
Ah, they know you're creeping.
That's when they know that you're creeping. I haven't. I'm very careful. I think a lot of people are out of habit of doing the double tap.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get caught and they go, and then they're like, oh, undo. But you're just like, yeah.
You end up double tapping again and like liking it all over again.
Yeah.
Another one we have is eating cereal for dinner.
Oh, God.
Tig said to me last night when I said that, he was
it's a hypocrisy of this that I don't like, right? Chelsea, what do you love doing in the evening?
What do you mean, what do I love doing in the evening?
What do you ever have doing when, like, 9 o'clock at night? If you haven't had dinner, you'll have a
bowl of cereal.
Right. She will have breakfast for dinner. Right?
No, but
if I was to have a steak at 10 in the morning, you're like, oh, how can you eat that this hour? And I'm like, how could you eat cereal at 10 o'clock at night?
No, you're completely missing the point here, Tyke, right? Because 9 times out of 10, I don't get home until like 8 o'clock in the evening, right? 9 times out of 10. Very seldom I get home before that, right? By the time I get home and get showered, it's like 9 p.m. It's too late to eat dinner. Dinner.
Says who?
I personally can't. It's just the way my body's trained. I can't eat dinner that late.
Okay,
like.
Then my question is, what's wrong with eating breakfast or eating dinner at breakfast time?
Because that's heavy food.
So, you have a heavy day of work ahead.
That's...
This is what pisses me off about society, saying you can't eat this at this time.
I've never judged you.
I have no issue with you eating breakfast at 9 o'clock at night. If it wasn't for the fact you're like, oh, you can't have steak at that time.
No, I never said you can't.
No, just society in general.
Yeah, I never said you can't.
Okay, but you're like, you shouldn't be having dinner for breakfast. I'm like, I'll have whatever I want. I had curry the other day at like first thing in the morning, mixed in with some other stuff. I was like, that's delicious. Loved it. Leftovers, I'm a brutal one, right? If there's leftovers inside in the fridge, I'll just throw it all together and I'll have it. I don't care. It's all delicious in my head.
I can't do that.
Do you know? I'd have it 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, no bother. First break, I'd eat it, no bother.
No.
But other people are like, oh, you can't be...
Don't judge
that.
I just wouldn't be able to eat that sort of like heaviness first thing in the morning. Like.
Oh, jeez, I'd eat away.
I could have a good full breakfast in the morning and then go a whole day without having... Like, I'd have lunch and work and stuff. But once I finish work, if I don't have dinner, I'm okay. Like, I'm not starving. I might be peckish by the night and I might have a toasted sandwich or a bowl of cereal.
Oh, I love a good toasted sandwich.
And obviously, I know it's not a healthy diet to have, but it's just the way my brain has been trained. That I just can't eat that late at night. Like even last night when we ate, I couldn't even finish it, could I?
Yeah, she was goosed.
I couldn't.
Nine/9:15 trying to have a lasagna.
Yeah, I just genuinely, it's like my body stops me from eating it. Whereas if that makes any sense. I was
like
hungry.
As much as you want.
I was looking forward to eating it and I like tried to eat as much, but I got to the stage where my body was just like, you need to stop eating now.
And then she was unconscious on the sofa.
And
about an hour later.
Yeah, I couldn't. Could not keep my eyes open. Because once I get comfortable... That's it. There's no stopping me. I can't keep my eyes open, lads.
Right. This is one that I think certainly a lot more regularly nowadays people are very guilty doing.
Of?
Watching certain celebrities online. Tracking them. Like, I won't say like tracking them, but like, you know, keeping up to date with them. Just checking in on your favorite celebrities and what they're up to every day. Or looking at celebrity feuds.
Oh, celebrity feuds. I am all for the celebrity feuds. I love them. Especially like when there was like really juicy shit going on. Like that whole James Charles and all that sort of crack back in the day. I was like fucking
glued
zoomed into that. Yeah.
And like the fact
and
that
I could not care less, to be honest, but I was just intrigued.
It has no impact on your life at all.
None
that's the thing as well.
Whatsoever.
But like, you know, there's so many websites about it with like goss.ie and...
But that's like watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I've never
no
watched
one gives
it, never
a shit.
Will.
Yeah, no one cares.
It's pointless.
I like. Could not care less about Keeping Up with the Kardashians and what they do and what whatever. But it's just the fact of there was so much hype around them and all the drama that does go on with them 24/7 of the day. You're like, it was stupid entertainment.
I have never watched the Kardashians. I've never had any interest in Kim
You're missing
or Kendall or all of that jazz. And yet all I ever hear, and I will end up stopping and reading it, is what the story is with Kanye and Kim this week and Pete Davidson or whatever, or Jada Smith and Will Smith.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I still watching?
It's
or
not
at
impacting
any of
my life.
Stuff?
Why do I care so much?
It
you
comes
do,
up
you
the
question
feed
yourself,
just,
but you can't help but go down the rabbit hole of going, wonder what's going on.
I don't
on
bother
there,
going as far as looking up on a YouTube, what's the latest story?
No,
like,
I wouldn't go that far.
I know
far.
Some people do. But it's interesting that like we all have those little celebrities that we like to check up on the daily.
Oh God, yeah.
Do you think you're at the stage yet where anyone looks at your content on the daily just goes, oh, I need to go check my daily dose of Chelsea?
No. God, no. God, no. I'm not important.
Someday.
I'm not important at all. Next one we have, and I think everybody has done this all the time, hiding your favourite fruit from the other members of your household and pretending they must have eaten it already.
Chelsea doesn't know that there's 17 bars of chocolate in the bedroom.
Yep.
How many of them have you found?
Yep. Nah. I just know if I have chocolate in the fridge
oh,
and
it's
if
gone.
It's gone, I know Tig's eating
it's
it.
Me.
Yeah.
I just love
chocolate. There's no hiding it, like. Because you can't blame it on anybody else. The only person you can blame it on is Michelle.
So what kills me, about this, right, is Chelsea doesn't like chocolate that much. She'll have it, but very rarely. But her fridge is filled with chocolate.
That's because people keep buying me chocolate.
And it's not just like one type of chocolate. There are several varieties. Could be Galaxy.
Do you want to know something?
I don't want to hear it right now.
Tyke.
Could be Cadbury's.
I have some sad news
here. Could be whatever.
Tyke.
Full.
Tyke.
What?
I threw them all out.
What?
Every single. So that is right in what Tyke said. I had a stash. So you know, like in a fridge, before you come at me, let me finish. In my fridge, there's like the very top part.
Starving kids in Africa who would want that chocolate.
There's girls out there that have beauty fridges, right? I don't have a beauty fridge because I'm poor. So I put my face masks and my rollers and stuff like that at the very, very top of my fridge at the back. But beside that, I had like a stash of chocolate, like Lindor chocolate, Cadbury's, Galaxy, the whole shebang. Any chocolate you can think of, I have a stash up there. That's purely because people keep buying me chocolate bars, right? Like that's all I kept getting. But I never ate it. Like I don't eat that much junk food or anything like that. So when Tyke would come up, is that chocolate still sitting there? And I'm like, yeah, I don't eat it. Like, so I'm like, you eat it. So here the other day, I was cleaning out my fridge, my annual clean of my fridge. And I just looked at them and I was like, I'm never going to eat them. Straight in the bin.
So to finish off this podcast, I'm now looking for a new co-host.
A new girlfriend.
If there's anyone out there who would be interested in dating or doing a podcast with a chocoholic, feel free to send in your information. This is the last time you'll have heard it from Chelsea. I just can't believe it.
You're always about healthy living, all right? I was helping.
But chocolate, though.
Yeah. I was doing us both a favour in the bin, straight away. No need. It wasn't touched for weeks.
Because
like,
you just leave it there. And I haven't been up for
and
weeks.
And I don't like hoarding. I don't like hoarding stuff. I don't like hoarding food in the bin.
There's actually so many times that I've been up there and she has had food that's been there for like a year. Crisp bags, all this stuff that just haven't
because
been touched.
Because people keep buying me junk food.
And she just doesn't eat them.
I don't eat them.
Doesn't give them away. Doesn't do anything.
Lads, I got a gift before Christmas from Tato, Ireland. I got a mahoosive box. I was actually meant to bring them up to Linda. Sorry, Linda. But I got a massive gift box of like all different types of Tato flavours from Tato before Christmas. They're still sitting in my pantry. I just don't eat junk food on my own. When I'm living on my own,
Those crisps during
the lockdown now,
the Christmas lockdown when we were absolutely
dying
with
of
COVID.
Yeah.
That was the handiest thing.
Yeah, we lived on Tato.
I think I survived on Tato alone.
Yeah, Tato sandwiches.
Because we couldn't go anywhere. We weren't allowed anywhere. And we also were like in no mood to even like order food or get family members to wrap food.
Yeah, we just didn't even have the energy.
It was just bread and Tato's.
We lived on Tato sandwiches.
Was in heaven.
But everything else has not been touched since we were in isolation. We had a load of junk food that people brought into us and we were isolating. It's still sitting there. I just can't do it. Have you got any more guilty pleasures for
the... Right, one last one.
Go on.
We'll finish off then. And this is one that might involve a little bit of experimenting because when I told you I did this, you were like, you can't do that.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, yeah, you can.
What is it?
Right. When you have a cup of tea...
Oh, you can't do it. You can't. Well, one of them, yes, but the other one, no.
Let me explain.
Go on.
I think one of these everyone has done. Okay, you get a finger, you know, the chocolate fingers.
Yes.
Bite both ends and use it as a straw.
Yeah, that one I think would work.
Right, that works.
Has to be the white chocolate though.
Right.
So good.
So you just use the chocolate finger as a straw.
Right.
Right.
Fair point.
I have in the past taken both Twirls and Twixes and done the exact same thing.
Twirls, I agree with. Twix, I don't see how that works.
Now, Twixes work the same way as the finger works. How? It's just that there's caramel on the top part. The other part is biscuit. It still goes up. So it still works.
We need to go and buy a Twix. Right. I need to try this.
Twirls, I'm telling you now, it's like doing it on like expert mode. You have to be trained to do it.
No, but sure, there would be holes in a twirl, so it would be easier.
What you're forgetting about there, right, is that there's holes in it. So the tea goes up really quickly and then the whole thing melts. So you've got to you got to get your tea in, and then you basically get the twirl and just go and inhale it. I'm telling you,
the whole twirl.
Yeah.
Ah, Tyke.
Again, do you want to try this later on?
Twirl.
I'm telling you,
we are going to go and buy Twixes and twirls. I want to try this.
It's diabetes on the plate. That's
you inhale a whole twirl
because the whole thing's melted. Otherwise, you're going to end up holding and it just falls apart. You have to be rapid. It is like
I'm intrigued about
promo.
Twix though. I want to know if this Twix trick is.
We'll try them later.
I don't
believe it.
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
Okay, but if there's anything else that you guys dip or suck on in your tea or whatever. That's why I had to say in your tea, because I knew as soon as it said suck on, you were going to lose it. And people wonder which one of the two of us is the mature one, you know?
No, no, podcast disclaimer, that is not me. This mindset is from being with him.
Can you not see the
halo
over my head?
No, he portrays to be an angel. You are so full of shit, man. No,
I'm an
way.
Angel on the main podcast.
No way. I'm sorry. No.
I'm an angel on the main podcast.
People that know me and Tig, you will know it is the other way around.
No,
yes, I'm the one that laughs and I pick up on certain things. But that's because
filthy
of him.
Minded.
That's because of you. I blame you. You have corrupted my mind.
All I'm going to say is...
I blame you.
If you only listen to the main podcast, all you can say is I'm an angel.
Yeah, and if you heard the Patreon, lads, you'd be saying different. I can promise you that.
And that comes out every Monday, so feel free to check it out. And then you can either disagree or agree with Chelsea.
Please go and sign up to the Patreon so you can actually agree with what I'm saying. You will see a completely different side to Tig. And then you'll be like, ah, now I know what Chelsea's talking about. Chelsea's the angel in this relationship.
All I know is you get an extra bonus podcast episode every Monday over on the Patreon, plus some other exclusive bonus content.
Oh, God, yeah. We do videos and everything up there, lads.
So you've got to go check it out because it is worthwhile if you want to see more of our lovely faces.
And our lovely legs.
And our lovely legs. We're going with that whole market of sex cells. That's why I've got my legs out in this video on YouTube. Woo!
Why are you running?
Right, lads, we are going to finish things off with our new segment that we have added into the podcast, which is the That's a Bop or Ah Stop.
Yeah, Ah Stop It Now.
You better have a good one this week.
What's your generic song that everyone's heard of and everyone's going to say, oh yeah, it's lovely because...
No, it's not a generic song, but it's a good song. It's, you know, the song I'm picking this week, it's a very feel-good summery song. And I feel like it will get a lot of people into the summer, you know, the summer buzz.
Okay.
Summer buzz, right?
What is it?
So it's called Dancing Is What To Do.
Oh.
By Ray X.
Right, let's hear it. Okay, again, because we, you know, we've had that...
copyright, lads, we can't play
copyright,
it on the podcast.
You can't play it on here. Through the magic of editing, you're going to have...
We're going to put it up on our Instagram, so go and check it out. Let us know which song you thought was a bop and which song you thought was an ass stop. Right, I'm going to play it for mine, for
right.
yours.
Let's hear it. Go.
2 hours later.
Dancing is what we do.
Right, Tig has heard my song. And I think from his reaction there and his dance moves, I'm going to suggest that you like that song and you think it's a bop.
What? It is a bop. But I think a lot of that is down to it being on TikTok.
It's got nothing to do with TikTok.
It's still a bop, don't get me wrong. But it definitely helps that I know through that app.
Yeah.
So I think...
But it is a bop.
It's a bop.
Thank you.
In my opinion.
Point to me. Right.
Okay. So again, go check that out in the Instagram story if you want to hear... What was the song called?
Dancing Is What To Do by Ray X.
Okay. So that's her one. My one... I'm going old school with this.
Oh God, here we go.
Safety Dance.
Oh God, what is that?
Men With Hats. This is a bop.
Right.
This is an absolute bop. Bonafide bop. And if you can't dance with your friends to this, then they're not... They're no friends of yours.
Okay. Right, we're going to go and listen to Tig's song. We'll be back.
2,000 years later.
I know it. I didn't realize it was called the Safety Dance, though.
We can dance if you want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because if your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, no friends of mine.
Okay, it's not a bad song. I will say
is it a bop?
It's a bop.
It's a bop. It's a bona fide bop.
It's a bop. I still feel like all mine's better than yours.
Oh, well, look, we'll have to leave it up to our lovely
go
listeners
and
viewers.
And check them out on Instagram and vote which song you think is better.
Well, more so vote if you think it's a bop or if it's a stop.
Yeah, let us know if it's a bop or if it's an ass stop.
Because we'll then judge which one was better.
It's still going to be mine. I'm just going to...
Not a hope. Anyway.
You're going down.
We leave that over to ye. you lovely ladies and gentlemen.
Hope you're all having an amazing week so far. I hope you all have a great weekend. Make sure to tell your friends, your families, your work colleagues all about the T's and C's Apply podcast that comes out every Thursday morning. And also tell them about the Patreon podcast that comes out every Monday morning, where you get an extra episode every week.
And you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the local newspaper.
We are everywhere. We are like a
library.
Virus,
we're
lads.
Probably in a book, wherever. Okay? You're going to find us there.
Tell your mom, your dad, your cousin, your
the
first
local
cousin.
Pub.
Tell everybody about the T's and C's Apply podcast.
Old,
all right?
Old Paddy down the road. He's listening. So he'll fill you in. They'll everyone. It's a big massive now.
I think it's a point.
Okay? Spread the word. All right?
Have a great weekend, guys. We will chat to you next week.
Take it easy. Good luck.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.